Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and now's the time to celebrate, because that's right, football is here. To kick off football's 101st season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all users a no-brainer to start the season. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. So even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you still win big with DraftKings Sportsbook. That's a no-brainer. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure you use promo code KSN to take advantage of this no-brainer of an offer. That's promo code KSN. Get in on all of the action for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is time for the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. Greg, getting Kansas City and 101 points. That's a bet even you and I could win.
I was going to say, Jim, I like my chances there. I know that we give out some predictions sometimes that have no chance of being right in hindsight. But, well, I'll tell you what, this one looks pretty difficult to lose. But then again, I thought the same thing about Tis the Law in the Kentucky Derby, and we all saw how that turned out. So,
well, I like my chances if you give me Kansas City and 101 points. So, anyway, let's get right to the news. And, Greg, I guess we've been preparing for this over the last couple weeks. Five-star Pennsylvania offensive tackle Nolan Rucci has committed to the Wisconsin Badgers. This can't be a surprise to anyone who's been paying attention to the crystal ball predictions.
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, he was a guy who wanted to decide in, December or sometime later this year after he could take visits. Well, Jim, as we've discussed many times on this show, obviously we are now at a point where, there are no more visits going to be able to be made, at least until the end of October. And it's not going to be long before that, you know, October dates extended to November and then November to December. And when it really came down to it, Nolan Rucci knew a lot about Wisconsin because his brother plays there. He knew a lot about Penn State because he's visited many times and, of course, has strong family connections to the school. So he decided to wrap this thing up a little bit earlier than I think some expected. But again, based on the current climate and situation in the world with the coronavirus, it was, he felt like it was time to make a decision. And we had talked often about how brutal it would be for Penn State to lose him, and they did. And it really seems, if you read some of the stuff that's been put out there and listen to some folks who have been able to get some information from either the family or coaches, whatever, he got a lot of experience and in-depth understanding with and about the Wisconsin offensive line, the Wisconsin football program, because his brother was at home for so long doing the Zoom meetings that all of us are doing in the professional world or in the college football world, the video conference chats and so on and so forth. And so he was able to kind of listen into those and probably develop a level of comfort that he could never have had with Penn State. So that's a tough break. It seems like Penn State always is the team with the tough beat, standing at the at the altar with no one else there with it. So clearly, you know, frustrating for James Franklin and his program. This is a guy that, you know, they obviously really wanted and really wanted to have as a member of their class for years to come. And unless something drastic changes, it's not going to work out that way.
Well, let's start with this. Selecting Wisconsin as an offensive lineman is never a bad call. Plus, you add into that fact that his brother is there, who he has spent the last several months with during the pandemic because he was home. That has to be a huge draw. And it's really hard to fault the kid for making this selection.
Yeah, no, that's 100% right, Jim. I mean, again, I think that obviously if you're Penn State, you're very much bummed about the way this all played out. And, you know, again, would it have made a difference? That's going to be the question that everybody will want an answer to, but nobody will be able to find an answer to. Would it have made a difference if they could have hosted him? And would it have changed how this recruitment played out? I just don't know, Jim, if it would have. Obviously, you know, it's easy to say that in hindsight, but clearly he has a very special connection and bond with his brother, and he wants to play at a place where, you know, his brother's also comfortable with what's going on and how that program operates. So, you know, again, a really unfortunate situation for Penn State, but one that I just don't know in normal times if they would have been able to avoid it, Jim. And certainly they haven't been able to avoid it now.
Well, this leads to the whole question of Penn State recruiting, unfortunately. You have to look at each recruiting battle individually with individual circumstances, but you can't help but look at the fact that Penn State seems to be losing out on these high-level, the five-star type guys. A year ago, we were having this same discussion about Julian Fleming, the five-star wide receiver,
right,
out of Pennsylvania. Going into these last couple of years, you looked at some of the five-star players, not just in Pennsylvania, but in Penn State's typical recruiting territory, whether it was Brian Bresee or Caleb Williams. They seem to be coming up just short on all these, and the question is this a trend?
Yeah, and I think it's a frustrating one for Penn State. I mean, you mentioned not just obviously the PA guys that they've lost out on of late, but also just the fact that anytime there's a big name kid in the Mid-Atlantic or in the region, more often than not, it seems like, and again, there are some examples of them winning these kind of things, Jim. You know, one of them obviously being Micah Parsons not too terribly long ago. But yeah, I mean, it just feels like over and over again, they are in the driver's seat for a top prospect or whatever. And then all of a sudden, you know, whoop, boop, there goes the guy that they thought they were going to get. So, it's a trend at this point. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we don't have enough time left in this segment to go through all of the recruits who Penn State thought it was in the driver's seat for, that it was definitely going to land, and then only to find out that the guy goes somewhere else at the last second. I mean, this goes all the way back to Christian Wilkins, who Penn State really thought it was going to be able to get. And then obviously he ends up somewhere else at the last second. You think about some of the flips of in-region and out-of-region guys, Brandon Wimbush and Justin Fields. I mean, James Franklin and his staff have recruited so well, Jim, and they've really retooled this program. But there's also a number of guys where if they had just landed them as well, I mean, you can only imagine what kind of shape they'd be in at this point.
Exactly, and that's what's disappointing. And it's not just the very top level guys. We could talk about those, you know, handful of five-star players, and I think you could explain that away a bit in that there's only so many of them, and there's a certain advantage that your Clemsons, Ohio States, Alabamas have a distinct advantage. They've been to the playoffs and they seem to be there almost every year. I understand Rucci's going to Wisconsin, but there's different circumstances there. Another point of concern is in this 2021 recruiting class, with Rucci off the board, Penn State does not have one commitment from a top 10 Pennsylvania prospect. Lonnie White is actually ranked 11th, okay? So they don't have a top 10 prospect from the state of Pennsylvania, which I find very interesting and a little bit disconcerting. With that being the bad news, let's flip over to the positive side of things, which in 2022, Penn State is doing very well and picked up the same day that Nolan Rucci is saying he's not going to Penn State, he's going to Wisconsin. 2022, defensive end Ken Talley committed to Penn State, and that sure makes the 2022 class look pretty good.
Yeah, so Jim, I think Penn State fans needed this dose of positivity, right? Four-star recruit, 165 player overall in the cycle, according to the 247 Sports composite. The number 11 defensive ends, you know, in this class. You could obviously play linebacker too. You know, I just think I think the thing about this class of 2022, Jim, is it's so good, but it's also so far away from being able to sign on the dotted line. And one can only imagine what will change over the next year, basically, year and about 3 months until any of these kids can sign. But, you know, Penn State has been, I talked about this the other day with somebody, but Penn State has been on the cusp, Jim, of having that class that could be number one in the nation for so many years now. And obviously this 2020 cycle, or 2021 cycle rather, is not going to work out that way. But the 2022 group is already in position where it's top five nationally, top three nationally, and it is not going to be easy to topple Ohio State, LSU, and Clemson, and some of these other programs who recruit so well and will eventually get hot streaks of their own in that cycle. But you can already see the puzzle pieces coming together, Jim, for one of James Franklin's best signing classes ever. And it seems like a lot of these kids want to commit, not just because they're bored, because of whatever's going on in the world in terms of staying home and things like that, but because they genuinely believe Penn State's the best place for them. And when you can get that insured and get that locked in this early, it really, I think, shows a lot of kids who could be their future teammates, hey, look, this program has its stuff together. This program is going to look out for me, and this program has my best interest in mind. And that's obviously something that can and will take you a long way in recruiting, and Penn State can say they have that in the next cycle.
Our good friend Ross Tucker likes to say that recruiting is about momentum, and the 2022 class does have that. We talked about Nolan Rucci in the 2021 class as an offensive lineman, not choosing Penn State, instead going to Wisconsin. But I don't think you and I have talked about last week, Drew Shelton, another 2022 player. He is an offensive tackle who did select Penn State. So it's not all bad news on the offensive line for Penn State, is it?
No, he's a really good player too, Pennsylvania guy. And when you talk about not being able to maybe secure those top 10 PA guys every year, I think they obviously are going to be able to do that long term with Drew Shelton. So yeah, you know, again, the class of 2022 can't sign for a long time, but there's a lot of kids who are interested now in playing for Penn State and for James Franklin. And it goes to show you that even though some of these coaches didn't get to host any of their top ones or top targets since the mid-March shutdown happened, and they probably won't get to for a while, they're still finding ways to connect with these guys at a really meaningful level and in a major way, Jim, from afar. And you can only imagine how much better it'll be once they can get those kids to campus again.
Exactly. And for those who've been concerned that the recruiting momentum has slowed down so much in the 2020 and 2021 classes, look no further than 2022 to see the things picking up. All right, that's it for quarter number one. In quarter number two, we're going to dive a bit deeper into that 2022 class.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. To kick off football's 101st season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. If Kansas City loses by 100 points, you still win. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.